Hello and welcome to Off the Books, where we surf the uncharted waters of accounting, finance, risk, and wherever else the waves take us. This episode is brought to you by Workiva, the one platform that brings together financial reporting, ESG audit, and risk teams like Crocs and Gibbets. Yes on the Crocs, not sure on the Gibbets. My name is Steve Soder, accounting enthusiast and Diet Coke aficionado. I'm looking forward to debiting a great conversation, and I'm so happy to have you with us. I am also, as always, happy to have Catherine Tsai joining us. Catherine, could you please introduce yourself?
I'm not an accountant, but I am a professional asker of questions and lover of veggie soy chais. Steve, who are we hearing from today?
Well, we are hearing from our friend Matt Kelly. He's been a guest on this podcast before. He does quite a bit with the SOX and Internal Controls Professionals Group, but he's a former writer, editor, and publisher at Compliance Week, who now runs the weekly and ever-popular newsletter, Radical Compliance.
Let's get to our chat with Matt.
All right, so we are here with Matt Kelly. Matt, you are no stranger to Workiva or even to this conference.
No.
But for those who might not be familiar, do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. So I am Matt Kelly. I am editor of a blog and newsletter about corporate compliance and governance issues called Radical Compliance. And my audience, my readers, are generally the people who are here at the conference today. I have come here probably about 10 years or so. And it is a great conference every single time. And I don't say that just because I get the free food. It is a top-notch event.
Well, hopefully the food's top-notch, too.
Food is also good, yes.
Wonderful. Now, you have been talking about issues that I think are sensitive to these folks. And now, whether that's, you know, ESG and certainly control and compliance and risk and that kind of thing, of course, that touches financial reporting. What are people most worried about right now? What are you hearing?
So probably two things. Number one, on the regulatory front, I think a lot of people have questions about the new rule from the Securities and Exchange Commission on expanded disclosure of cybersecurity risks and cybersecurity events. A lot of confusion about, okay, so what do I actually put in the 10K or put in the 8K if I have a material cyber event? What is that? So there's a lot of questions about that on the regulatory front. And more broadly, I think a lot of people are at least curious, if not ambivalent and anxious, about artificial intelligence and ChatGPT and generative AI generally.
Oh, we're going to do this, Catherine. We are jumping into this stuff.
Let's do it. Yes.
So tell us, as far as cybersecurity, what advice do you have for people?
So it's interesting because I was at an event not long ago sponsored by ISACA and the Institute of Internal Auditors talking about the new cyber disclosure rule, and they polled the audience. What are you more worried about? The big annual disclosure of your approach to cyber risk or disclosing specific cybersecurity events? And most of them were actually worried about the big cyber risks. What are we supposed to put in the 10K? And I get that. But as much as I love the audience, I actually think the harder thing probably is going to be when you have a material cyber event. First off, what is that? And I don't think we have a good definition. And second, you have to figure out what is the materiality of a cyber event. Is it quantitatively material? If so, how do I measure that? How do I figure out how much money I'm losing or how much cost I'm shouldering because of a cyber event? Or, more interesting and more challenging, what is a qualitatively material cyber event? And I have seen other regulators already say this, not the Securities and Exchange Commission, but some others. For example, you fall victim to a phishing attack and you don't really have a lot of data loss or a big expense, but this is the fourth time in 18 months you've fallen victim to it. Other regulators have already said, well, therefore, your cyber training stinks. So that is a qualitatively material item, and we are going to nail you on this. And then they get a big fine. And so I do think a lot of companies will have to start to get their heads around, what would a qualitatively material cyber event look like? How do I know that? Because once I figure it out, you have 4 days afterwards to file an 8K disclosing what this actually was. And I think they'll have a lot of pain and anxiety around that.
For our listeners, we will definitely be digging into that topic a lot more, I think, in upcoming episodes. I do want to talk to you also about Gen AI, because I know the two of you are also talking about it at Amplify.
We are.
Yes, we are.
So can you give us a preview? for those maybe who haven't seen the session and they want to watch it on demand? What should they listen for?
Well, I can tee it up generally, and then, of course, you know, Matt's going to get in presumably to some details. But Workiva just launched our own generative AI capabilities. It's kind of a beta for early adopter customers. We're going to expand that just a little bit. So certainly that has a lot of people's attention, and we'll talk a little bit about that this session. But I think more broadly, we're going to talk about how our team's using it today. Matt is going to talk about some of the risks. We even have one of those early adopters going to be on the panel to talk about how they have specifically been using the tech. Right. And then I'm hoping we can get into the people aspect of it because, you know, today it's kind of novel. It's experimental. I've heard you say that before, Matt. But I think that over time, you're probably going to start to see some real impact to the human aspect of things as to how they use that technology. I'm hoping we break that down at the session.
Yeah. I mean, I would say to the obvious question on everyone's mind, oh, Lord, is ChatGPT going to take my job and leave me unemployed? Yeah. No, it's not. I think ChatGPT is very cool and has a lot of potential, but, you know, it can help people more than displace people in many different ways. And certainly, you know, it can help you write a good summary that you want to put in the 10K or the 10Q. Or it could help you write a good questionnaire that you might want to send out to your third parties on attestations for internal controls. It is not going to write the whole 10K. Nobody is ever going to let ChatGPT write your 10K and file it to the SEC on its own. Like, that's not going to happen. It's much more about how could we use this smartly, because as cool as generative AI is, it is still very much in its infancy. It still can make a lot of what we would think are elementary mistakes, a lot of questions around hallucinations, and is what I'm reading from ChatGPT or whatever I'm using, is that actually accurate? Is it true? How could I, a company, use the sort of technology that it offers on my own data? And then I know that it's probably more in my comfort zone. And, you know, those are some great potentials that we are, again, like, we're on step two of a 985-step process. And, you know, we will probably not get to step 985 before any of us and our children are fully grown and already retired. It is a long, long curve before we get to anything that it displaces. I don't see that happening.
Okay, well, Matt Kelly said so I think it's probably true.
Well, it has to be, but I will tell you that if I end up losing my job because we get a generative AI off the books podcast host, I'm coming for you.
You know, it can sample your voice and then we can have it start asking its own questions, but it's never gonna have the same flair and humor as we all do here.
Or same Diet Coke addiction.
You know what,
there,
chat?
Yep.
Generative AI doesn't drink Diet Coke, I would assume. But if it did, I might like it more. And I already like it a fair bit. So there you go.
Let's take a quick break from our chat with Matt Kelly for this commercial break.
Today's episode of Off the Books is brought to you by Workiva. In today's world, musicians can make money in several ways. And while it may seem simple, it's actually quite complicated. Seriously, just Google how musicians make money. For the sake of time, we'll only mention a few: live performances, merch, and streaming royalties. And while there are always exceptions, most artists aren't making a living redoing their work. But as you might have guessed, we're here to discuss an exception. Recently, one musician's been seeing success redoing her work. You might know her all too well. These re-recorded albums are making quite the splash in the music industry, breaking new records, re-engaging fans, and making that money. But repetitive work in your audit and risk processes simply isn't benefiting you, is it, dear listener? If you're wasting valuable time chasing down evidence requests or manually updating status reports, then it's time to discover what Workiva can do for you. Automate all that awful stuff so you can spend more time on value-added work. Audit and risk teams plus Workiva? It's a love story. Just go to workiva.com/risk. That's workiva.com/risk and say yes.
All right. And we are back with our closing question for Matt Kelly of Radical Compliance.
Matt, as we get ready to wrap up here, we've been asking everybody, do you have any survival tips for getting the most out of conferences like Amplify? You've been to many, including this one. Anything to share?
Well, I do like the fact that you put your wild party at the end rather at the beginning, because that's if you go to the wild party at the beginning, you're never going to catch up. But the Wild Party, for anybody who is listening, is really fun. I do think that there are an awful lot of opportunities to meet other people. I've always been struck by how enthusiastic the Workiva user base is, and we can see them all and hear them all in the background here. They're already all talking. As good as the sessions are, which they are, and I mostly come here just to see what else I could write about in my blog or in my newsletter, it's always good to be able to meet other people and just hear what are they saying about what they're actually doing with your product, with other issues they're grappling with, anything else that's going on. And then I get the free food and the Wild Party at the end. That's
I love all. It.
Yeah. I can't wait to read your next blog post.
That's right. Well, and actually, I will put in a quick plug. I get the blog. I get the newsletter. It comes out Friday afternoons. I look forward to it. It's got a great meme. It's got other great stuff in it. And you do actually a lot more than the newsletter. So Matt Kelly from Radical Compliance, thank you so much for stopping by. We've
actually really happy to do it.
And big thanks again to Matt Kelly of Radical Compliance. You can check out his newsletter at radicalcompliance.com.
And thank you, dear listener, for surfing along with us. I'm Catherine Tsai. That was Steve Soder. And this has been Off the Books, presented by Workiva. Please follow us. Tell your friends to follow us if you like the show. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave us a note in the comments or feel free to drop us a line at offthebooks@workiva.com. We'll be taking a break for the holidays, but we'll see you in February 2024. Surf's up, and we'll see you on the next wave.